ever been out to eat in a fancy restaurant and thought to yourself, I wish I could get a glimpse at the chaos behind the scenes? Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. If chaotic menu creation and back-of-house mayhem are your cup of tea, then surely you're watching the most recent season of The Bear. And if you haven't seen it yet, let me back up and do a better job pitching it as your next summer watch. The Bear, airing on FX and streaming on Hulu, is about Carmen Berzotto, aka Carmi, aka The Bear, a young chef from the fine dining world who comes home to Chicago to run his family's sandwich shop. Sounds like a simple premise, right? Well, Carmi has grand plans for the struggling restaurant. His desire for something more, set against the drama of his professional and family relationships, is what drives the four seasons of the show. When I say these characters are big and bold, I do mean big and bold. Everyone is flawed yet sympathetic, not to mention perfectly Chicago. And like, if you've spent a significant amount of time in Chicago, you just know, don't you? Chicago is its own thing entirely. There's no faking it. What I love most about The Bear isn't necessarily the characters and dramatic storylines, although they are wonderful. Rather, it's the food. Series creator and primary show director Christopher Storer lets the food shine as a character all its own. We don't just hear about the dishes being created and see them rush out the door into the dining room. Rather, we see them in close, precise detail. It is tender, thoughtful, and mouth-watering. I've never ended an episode of The Bear and not been hungry. But maybe you're saying, Christine, I've seen this show. What else do you have for me? Well, have you read Unreasonable Hospitality, the book that inspired the show? Author Will Guidera's experiences running a 3-Michelin-star restaurant that became known as the greatest restaurant in the world is the through line of Unreasonable Hospitality. The book as a whole, however, is about achieving greatness in hospitality and leadership regardless of your industry. In fact, the concept of being unreasonably hospitable to others is applicable in just about anyone's life. Guidera consulted on The Bear, and many stories from his own life are used in the show. For example, in his book, Guidera recounts the story of a group coming into his restaurant in New York City and saying they had a wonderful trip, but regretted not indulging in the truly NYC experience of getting a hot dog from a street vendor. Upon hearing this, Guidera sent one of his staff to the nearest corner to buy a hot dog. He gave that hot dog to his Michelin star-winning chef and asked him to cut it into fourths and plate it for the table. That same story, or at least a version of it, plays out in a scene in the most recent season of The Bear. In fact, one of my favorite things to do is watch the show and see if I can find all the references to the book. In the spirit of both the book and the show, I hope you go out and have an extraordinary experience today, and maybe eat a bite of extraordinary food. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.